Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm about to blow your minds here, folks. Leftism doesn't work. I'm not sure how many ways I can explain this to leftists. I don't have to explain it to you. You live it. You live in the insanity created by leftists, the delusional world that they create for themselves. And as I've explained to you many times, leftists are jealous of you. They're jealous of you because you live authentically. You live the truth. They live lies. Oh, they placate themselves. They medicate. They medicate in very strange ways. They medicate through their cocktail parties. Maybe it's just through the liquor that they drink. They overindulge because they don't want to face the lies. They go home to lies. They go home to love, right? They don't love each other. They have business arrangements for the most part in their relationships. They're not looking at it for the long haul, the way God intended, the way we look at things. It doesn't always work. Don't misunderstand me. We get divorced, and we get divorced of a lot of things. We get divorced of business partners. We get divorced of friends. But they get divorced a lot more often than we do. They have very little that is authentic in their miserable lives. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Sometimes I feel like I'm up in here preaching. I feel like a pastor. Like Joel Osteen. We all could feel good about yourselves, you know? But because like Joel Osteen, I don't preach a lot of scripture. But what I do tell you is that we are Christ-following people. Well, except for the Jews, which is fine. But we have Judeo-Christian values that guide our lives for the most part. Some of you are just spiritual. I get it. But you live a life of accountability. Ultimately, that's what, whether you call it biblical principle, whatever, spiritual, whatever, it's accountability. You understand that you have a responsibility first to yourself. I tell my son this all the time, my youngest son. I go, look, as much as we want you to be concerned about the family name, because it can be embarrassing when your kids do certain things. I mean, I wouldn't want to be Jeffrey Dahmer's dad. But at the end of the day, it's on your kids. The responsibility lies with them. And it's about the character that's been instilled in you. And something to drive you that says, look, it isn't even about legacy. I remember when I was a kid, I wanted people to see me and respect me. And I didn't want it to be fake. It needed to be real. Didn't mean that I didn't do my little, you know, stupid things as a teenager or whatever. But for the most part, you could say, man, that Kevin Jack, he's a person I want around my kids. He's the type of kid I want around my kids. He doesn't do drugs. You know, he's not looking for trouble. That's what you wanted. And so I say that to my son. People should look at you and say, I want you on my team. And whatever that means, whether it's business, whether it's hanging out with your friends or whatever, they should want to be around you. You all would know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know there. As far as leftists go, we try to do them a favor by correcting them to keep them from doing stupid things. But they're like teenagers going through puberty. You just can't talk to them. And like those teens, the left will not play by the rules. They want to sneak out at night. They want to drink at an early age. They want to come in after curfew. All the things that we warn teenagers not to do. But unlike teens who need to make mistakes in order to grow, in order to get life's lessons, sometimes the hard way. Come on, parents. Get with me now. Come on now. I feel like I need a deacon to be telling people y'all when y'all need to start giving me feedback. Even I know some of you are giving me feedback out there. But here's the problem with leftism and teenage angst. You're too old for it, people. You're a voting age. You need to be beyond the point where we have to baby you, where we have to babysit you. One of my friends noted that leftists don't tweet much about how much they love Joe Biden. They just tweet about how much they hate Donald Trump, how much they hate us. Really? So see, let me say this. And I'm going to, again, mind blown here, conservatives, hang on. If Donald Trump were doing what Joe Biden were doing, I'd be hammering Donald Trump. I wouldn't care. If he came in here and he got us into a war and he created massive inflation and he couldn't grow the stock market, and I could go on, I would be, oh, Lord, who voted for this dude? So would you. Consider what we would not be talking about, folks, if Trump got his rightful second term. You ready? First of all, we wouldn't be talking about a weaponized Department of Justice. Maybe. Because he would have won. We would have said, you know, okay, no harm, no foul, FBI, Andy McCabe and all those guys. The system worked. You lost, and those guys would be in prison. We would be talking about that. We would be talking about the FISA court and how all this stuff led up to that. We'd be talking about Hillary Clinton's indictment. But we wouldn't be talking about January 6th because it wouldn't have happened. Trump would have had his natural transition into office and we'd be done. But we're talking about January 6th. And you know what we're discovering about it? It's a farce. Massive inflation. Would we be talking about massive inflation? Would we be talking about supply chain issues if Donald Trump were president? Would we be talking about $5 gasoline, food prices that people can't afford, housing prices that they can't afford, the drop in housing values, trillions, multi-trillions of dollars of value lost in the housing market? Would we be talking about the depleting of the strategic petroleum reserves? Not going to spread that on your sandwich, are you? Would we be talking about the run on banks? Biden's dementia, the border invasion that is occurring up 330% since Joe Biden took office. We'll be talking about the Saudi Arabian-Iran new alliance that these guys just recently got into. We'll be talking about war in Ukraine and sending $200 billion in armaments and money to a crooked regime, a crooked country that, oh, well, we've got to plant democracy there. We don't have to do anything. Would we be talking about 13 dead Marines and what was called the best exit from a company ever, a country ever? We'd be talking about none of those things. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, so keep going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rude awakening. That is what some leftists are getting because of leftism. Some of them are getting canceled. Have you seen some of them? Some of these leftists, professors, they speak out one single word. You could be as woke as you want to be, but you know what you better be doing? You better be ready to bite your tongue when you get ready to make that statement. TV announcers, radio hosts, TV hosts, spokespersons, whatever. Look at the number of leftists that are learning the very, very hard lesson of wokeism and leftism. Scared to death to speak out. Not in big enough numbers to count, but enough people are getting woke, you know, getting, or scared to, enough are getting canceled to scare others into rethinking their positions on leftism, I'll put it that way. Which is pretty cumbersome. Kevin. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. many of the things we talk about, I hope you go to other areas of our site. You know, you go to the things that we're trying to do and like sneak peek that we're doing over at Spreely and things like that. I hope you really go pay attention to what we're doing, because what I try to do every single day is get up and have a conversation with you the way we would have if we, you know, we're in the same resonance. And I'm not putting on for you. I think many of you know me well enough to know that I'm beyond that. But I'm not putting on. I want you to really think deeply about these subjects. And right now I'm going to tell you, we are in very serious times. Very serious times. The impact may not be felt right away, but I'll put it to you this way. The people who went to Wells Fargo and are still dealing with their banking issues, they're going, what the heck? The things that are happening with them are going to impact their credit scores. Maybe they were trying to buy a house, a car, put the kids to college. I hope they weren't trying to put the kids to college. Maybe they should be. Maybe that's a good thing there. But the point is, there's all these things happening and all around us. And it may not impact you directly, but it is impacting you indirectly. And the trickle-down effect of the policies of Joe Biden are going to get you. And it's starting to get leftism. The leftists are waking up to themselves. Couldn't be more happy about it. The bad news is, if you let leftism run its course, it is devastation. People die. Look at Wu Flu. We'll get to that in a bit. But letting it run its course, people die. Businesses destroyed. The morale of this nation is the worst. Certainly during the time of the COVID lockdown, it was the worst I've ever seen in my life, period. Anyway, others on the left see the violence of the left. Their cities are almost uninhabitable. But it reminds me when Joy Behar said that Joe Biden that lowered the crime rate.
I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government that day and tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Republicans now, coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
You buy that? I mean, are you keeping up? It's gone down 4%. From what? From the previous year's high? You know, they never put anything in perspective, because if they give you the real number, look, you can make stats, can make anything. Look, oh, it's gone down. Yeah, the price of gasoline has dropped too, if you count it from when it was at its high. But it's gone up since the time of Trump. Do you think Joy Behar would tell you that? Let me tell you what Joy Behar did. She's yet again, she covered for Biden. Just listen to this clip.
Really, I think that what you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes, but you know, the odds are not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief, you know? We know that. So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on. But what I think also is going on, no matter what the truth of it is, Whoopi, they will spin it. Bubblehead and Marjorie Taylor and that crowd, Matt Gaetz, you think they're not going to spin this that it's just as bad as Trump? The lying has been so invasive, so ubiquitous, that no one will believe the truth anymore. And that you can put that at the feet of Donald Trump, who started the lying.
Now, the reason why I remind you of these people and how delusional they are is because the truth is being revealed. And people like Behar are being looked at as clowns. She's one of the few that actually will speak up for Biden. I'll give her credit for that. But the majority of them, it is just about hating Trump. It's not about, you know, the love of Biden. And trust me, they're going to have a very difficult time loving him over the next year. And the next year after going into the presidential election, they're going to have a very difficult time loving him, because tough times are ahead for the Democrats. I remind you guys, what is the rude awakening that will occur for the Democrats? Bigger things are happening, lies being revealed. climate change, for example. Just a big lie. Climate farce is what I call it. It was funny. So, and I'm telling you this because I want you to understand that all of their house of cards are tumbling down right now. Greta Thunberg removed the tweet that read, "Due to climate change, humanity has 5 years remaining." The tweet was sent in 2018. Now, we've hit the mark. We hit the five-year mark, and we're still here. No oceans rising. And there was a meme about her that read, "We'll doom for food." I also remind you, AOC said in 2019 that we had 12 years to live. The planet was going to be gone in 12 years. Then she retracted that. She took that down. Greta Thunberg takes hers down. AOC takes hers down. Why? Because Democrats understand now. We're following up. We're looking into these things and saying, wait a minute, didn't Al Gore say this in the 1980s? Where are we at with this stuff? We were supposed to all be dead by the year 2000. But we're still here. And how long could I talk about the Wuhan virus? Y'all know, don't get me going on that, and these so-called vaccines. Nothing more than human trials with mRNA spike proteins that did more harm than they did good. They did more harm than the disease. Bioweapons engineered in China, and we help fund. We help fund the so-called enemy. Which, for the record, I'm not the enemy of the Chinese people. I love the Chinese people. But I got to wonder, how are we in collusion with the governments here? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't feel any more free than the Chinese. And I lived there for a year, and I can tell you, if you had said to me, this is how we would be in America, I would have said, you're out of your mind. But here we are. We got a lot more to talk about with these bank failures. Keep it going.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Defense Department says a couple of Russian fighter jets harassed and eventually forced down a U.S. drone. It happened today in international airspace over the Black Sea. One of the jets clipping the drone's propeller, forcing the U.S. to put it down in the water. Could be the strongest snowstorm of the winter blasting the northeast and New England. Tens of thousands are already without power. FlightAware reports about 900 canceled flights, most of them in Boston and the New York City area. Meanwhile, more rain is falling in California, as much as an inch an hour today expected around Los Angeles. The consumer price index rose by 0.4% last month. Over the course of the year, it's up by 6%. President Biden is set to sign a new executive order on gun control today, and he'll do it in the California town that saw a mass shooting in January. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You unveiled a new attack line earlier today. You dropped it here just a moment ago, but the full line was Mega Maga Trickle Down. Surely you consider your student loan forgiveness program to be an antidote to that. But here's a problem, I think, for you and Democrats. Despite all the good economic news, low unemployment, record job creation, wage increases, Social Security cost of living adjustment to 8.7%, the highest in 40 years, and yet poll after poll shows that the American people trust Republicans on the economy and think that Republicans should control Congress. How do you break through that?
I'm not sure about the polls. Because, you know, the way people conduct polls today is hard. 90% of it is you get on a telephone where you have to call seven times to get somebody to answer the phone, number one. Number two, a lot of what we've done and we've passed has not kicked in yet. For example, you know, we have all this money to rebuild the highways, bridges, internet, et cetera. But it's going to take time. It's not all happened overnight. It's not like we passed the law and all of a sudden the highways and bridges are all functioning. It's not like we're in a position where we're saying no senior, which we do, is going to have to pay more than $2,000 a year for their drug costs, even so some are paying $13, $14, $15 with help with their families because of cancer drugs and the like. It hadn't kicked in. It doesn't kick in until next year. So a lot of what we've done, people are hurting. They're hurting because, you know, when you take away that margin for people sitting around the kitchen table and they're paying, you know, three times as much or two times or one and a half times as much for the gasoline, it matters. I grew up in a family where when that occurred, it was a discussion at home. And so I think this is a process of people making sure that what we say we're doing really is going to happen. And so that's why these last several weeks, all I'm doing is saying, here's what we're for, here's what they're for, and make a choice.
Democrats were warned. This is a friendly person that was interviewing Joe Biden, and he's trying to gloss it. You know, listen, I mean, you've got all these indicators. Unemployment's down. This is good. But, Joe Biden, well, listen, it's not like all the highways and bridges are functioning just because we put money in them. I don't know that the highways and bridges are falling down per se. It's funny how certain things just become the fallback, the safety net for everything. Well, let's get those roads and bridges built. Look, I understand there's ongoing maintenance on the highway, the interstate freeway system, and the roads and bridges. I understand that. But Is it always going to be your fallback position? We know we need roads and bridges and like I think the majority of Americans would say that our highways and bridges, our roads and bridges are pretty safe for the most part. I mean, yeah, Minneapolis, the bridge fell. There were indicators. Somebody was negligent. But for the most part, I feel pretty confident going over bridges. I've been places where, I'll put it this way, I'm a lot less confident. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It says it hasn't all kicked in. You know, yeah, people are hurting you. You take away that margin. Well, who took away that margin? I said in one of the earlier segments, tell me what we wouldn't be talking about if Trump had not been overthrown in a coup. We wouldn't be talking about inflation and the Inflation Reduction Act. We wouldn't be talking about gasoline at $7 at one point or whatever it is, and still $1.50 higher than it was under Trump. We wouldn't be talking about people not being able to eat and the meds. What had Trump done for meds? Joe Biden has done nothing for medications that hadn't already been done. And whether you people want to admit it or not, these leftists want to admit it or not, this border invasion is eating away at resources that Americans need. I mean, don't even get people started on what these people are willing to give to invaders. 5-star hotels. You know, money out the wazoo. You got to work for it, and somebody else comes in and gets it for free. And I'm not talking about enough for subsistence, just to exist. I'm talking about enough to flourish. You used to have to work for that. Whether you came in or you were a resident, you had to work to flourish. We could give you enough of a safety net that you'd be okay, but you had to work to flourish. And oh, by the way, everybody didn't get the safety net. We had a spirit of everybody wanting to get out there and do something. What happens when you kill that? Anyway, folks, we're going to be talking about the financial markets because I'm telling you, there's not great news ahead. Don't get it twisted if you think there are. I'm not here to give you doom and gloom. I'm telling you, you got to batten down the hatches. And more importantly, if you want to win this battle, part of what you batten down with, you need to be giving to people who are going to fight for you. I'm doing a tour throughout Arizona with a group called Arizona Freedom, Free Enterprise Group. And we're going to hit all these different people, you know, different LDs, what they call legislative districts here in Arizona, as well as patriot groups and all that. And it is all about election integrity, getting out the vote, doing your part, talking to people, arming people with the right information so that they're ready to go to battle, because it is not going to get any easier. Now, here's the good news. As difficult as it will be for us, it's going to be twice, geometrically, if not exponentially, more difficult for the Democrats. And it's because Joe Biden talking about they're paying 1.5 times for gasoline. And he says, and they got to believe that what we say it's going to happen. Well, it isn't going to happen. Seniors are not going to get a lot cheaper drugs, and everybody's not going to get their bills paid. Because America, if they keep this up, will run out of money. The credit of the and the backing of the American dollar will go away, and we will be in a world of difficulty. And that's where we're headed. So we can either watch the bus go off the cliff, or we can say, go punch the driver in the face and take the steering wheel and drive the bus back the other direction, because that is essentially what we've got to do. Metaphorically, of course, because I don't want people thinking I'm talking about fighting. Let's go punch him in the face at the voting booth and make sure that our votes count and that other people's illegal votes don't count. And let's turn this bus around, because if we don't do it, your money is, I don't care. Oh, I paid off my house. I paid off my car. I did all this. It won't matter. I'm going to talk about the digital currency here in a bit, but you're already experiencing it. And I was talking to somebody about it. I don't even know why this occurred, and I don't know if I said it here or in one of my TV deals, but I said, I go to a place, 3 times I've had this revelation. It's almost like God's whispering to me about it. I've gone and I've handed over my credit card and thought to myself, why are you accepting this? It's a piece of paper. I mean, it's a piece of plastic. And you hit the little thing that pays it, you know, like, because you can tap it. I'm fascinated that you can just tap it. It reads the card, and it says, okay, I'll accept. I'm going to give you my service, and you just tapped it with a card. Now, I'm looking at this thing going, that doesn't seem right. I understand I backed that card up with my hard work and everything else, but I'm getting something, and I don't feel like I'm giving anything. Now, don't misunderstand me. I know I have. I've earned my money. But I'm wondering, what happens with that day when you tap it? Almost like you don't have the money. You tap it, and it goes, sorry, Mr. Jackson, it's not taking your card. Because that's the feeling people are experiencing right now at Wells Fargo, and many at SVB that did a run on the bank, and many at Silver Lake. They're tapping that card, and it's going, nah, sorry, there's nothing there for you. What happens when that mass hysteria hits? And we're going to be playing clips about this stuff, some in the next segment, some in the next hour, because we're going to cover the banking stuff. But I don't want to cover it the way other people may be covering it. I want to remind you, take you down memory lane to let you know how we got here. We got here because the Democrats cheated in an election. We got here because after they cheated in an election, weaponizing the Department of Justice against you and continuing to do that, weaponizing the IRS against you, then they decided they were going to orchestrate a narrative, a fake narrative around January 6th. And that's what they did. And both things have been discovered. Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules showcased it. We were doing another follow-on, the Beyond the Mules, but they got after me over that, started threatening my friends. Now January 6th, they arrested people, they shut it down, they used media, social media, all that to make us believe the lie that January 6th was an insurrection of hundreds of thousands of people in America who not one took a gun as they try to force gun control on us, right? And a host of other things that have continued to happen. They reminded us that they could lock us down at any point. And we voluntarily did it. And that's how the system worked. And then Joe Biden says at the end of that clip, make a choice. Well, I say to you, make a choice. What's your choice going to be? I was talking about these mRNA vaccines in China. The enemy has spies dating our congressmen, chauffeuring our senators around, infiltrating corporate America, buying off politicians, including our fake president and his son. But we're not supposed to be worried, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I had these terrible headaches. Was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
don't. Read the polls. Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
In just the last few days, multiple cities in Afghanistan have fallen to the Taliban. Evidence that a vast majority of those Afghan forces cannot hold ground there. Has your current plan to withdraw U.S. troops changed at all?
No. Look, we spent over $1 trillion over 20 years We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury, thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. But they've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top. But we're going to continue to keep our commitment. But I do not regret my decision.
Well, folks, we all know how that ended up. Talking about the financial markets, the triage that we are currently going through, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we have leftists in power, people that don't know what they're doing, people who lie. They lie on everything. I mean, polling, you name it, they lie. Oh, we're doing great. All fabricated. And they have a complex of people, a complex web of people that support the lies. And unless we decide we're going to fight back, fight fire with fire, I'm going to tell you, we're going to lose this battle. I was talking earlier about the Chinese and how they've corrupted everything in this country. They're using our money. They're using I talked about trade, right, the other day, the trade deficit. They're using our money to corrupt us. And people are more than willing to sell out because life is good. You sell out, life is good. Let me tell you, I don't even want to get into it, but doing what I do every day, having to get up and get on the phone and talk to my benefactors, one of whom, I'll give you an example, one of them, we're good friends, we became personal friends. He told me, says, Kev, I planned on making a big donation to you last year. I lost $4.5 million. He's a wealthy guy, but he's not anywhere close to being the wealthiest. He lost a significant portion of his income. And we had talked about a project we were going to launch that would have been so amazing. And he goes, I lost $4.5 million because of Biden. This is a guy who is a former, he calls himself a liberal, maybe even a leftist, but certainly liberal, certainly Democrat. Thought he was on, pardon me, the side of righteousness most of his life. And we've known each other probably 5 or 6 years. And he's like, wow, what an enlightenment. I mean, I've enlightened him. And when I tell you this guy is very bright, brilliant, I mean it. He's brilliant. But he says, speaking every time, he says this to me, every time I speak to you, I get more insight. It's fun to talk to somebody that has that level of intellectual capacity and who's flipped and says, you know what, Kevin, you're on the right track and I want to help. So all I can tell you is these people are hurting and they're going to hurt worse. And even those that think that they are wards of the government, they are going to find out that what the government gives you is not going to cut it. This crazed so-called president has led us to a point where we are on the precipice. And unlike making a bunch of bad loans to people that never should have gotten them, this is much bigger. This financial crisis, it couldn't happen at a worse time. We're talking about owing trillions of dollars, having a debt of trillions of dollars, a national debt,
a budget that this guy wants that's almost $7 trillion. Go look it up. See how big that would be measured against the world GDP. See, I know what it is. At the end of 2022, the United States GDP was $25 trillion. It was up because of Donald Trump. China's GDP was $18 trillion. That was down because of Donald Trump. Do you realize that our budget, what Joe Biden wants as a budget, $6.8 trillion, is almost double the GDP. Well, I'm not going to say that. It's certainly significantly low. It would be the third largest GDP in the world. Because number three, folks, is Japan with $4.3 trillion. That's their GDP. Then Germany with $4 trillion GDP. Then India with $3.5 GDP. So our GDP could almost buy two Indias. Not our GDP, the money that Joe Biden wants as a budget could almost buy two Indias. You want to know what Russia's GDP was? $2.13 trillion. Joe Biden's budget is over three times larger than the entire GDP of Russia. Just to give you, put it in perspective. So those are the numbers. And we kick these numbers around like it's no big deal. Let me just go down to the bottom of this chart. Let's just go halfway, because there's roughly 216 countries in the world. So if we go halfway to 108, which is Cambodia, Cambodia's GDP is $28 billion. The money that we have sent, we've sent $200 billion in munitions and money to Ukraine. You want to know where that ranks in GDP? In GDP, that would be the number 56 country in the world in GDP. Of the 216, it would be number 56, what we sent to Ukraine. You want to know what our trade deficit would be? Which is now $1 trillion? Our trade deficit would be large enough to purchase the Netherlands. Number 19, our trade deficit would make us the 19th largest country in the world. Just our trade deficit. This is where we are. We've been led off a cliff by a guy that has zero knowledge about financial markets, knows nothing about it. When I say knows nothing about it, I'm not even trying to be funny. Joe Biden could not sit in a room full of bankers and economists and know what they're talking about, even when he had a working brain. You think one, now that he has one that doesn't work, he'd be okay? This is a guy, I don't need to play a bunch of gaffes for you to understand. This is a guy talking about a weird nurse that he had. This is a guy that talks about corn pop. This is the guy that says, you know, I thought about playing in the NFL, but then, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't need to remind you of how brain dead Joe Biden is. It's piling on to do it. But I will tell you this. He's a dangerous man. He's dangerous in his actions because it's not like there's any sanity kicking in. I mentioned the trade deficit today, and I talked about it the other day. If you took half of it, we got to do business with other countries. Half a trillion dollars is enough. I already gave you some GDP numbers. And then put half a trillion into America's corporations, small businesses, whatever. What do you think you could do if you put a half a trillion dollars into this economy every single year? Guaranteed. We could solve these problems. The problem is, as I said, folks, leftists do not want to solve problems.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.